This is Psalm 37, just the first few verses. Don't be worried on account of the wicked. Don't be jealous of those who do wrong. They will soon disappear like grass that dries up. They will die like plants that wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Live in the land and be safe. Seek your happiness in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desire. Give yourself to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will help you. He will make your righteousness shine like the noonday sun. Be patient and wait for the Lord to act. Don't be worried about those who prosper or those who succeed in their evil plans. Don't give in to worry or anger. It only leads to trouble. Those who trust in the Lord will possess the land, but the wicked will be driven out. These are the beautiful words of God the Father given to His children, you and I. Praise be to God. I'd like you to think for just a moment about two things that you're worried about. Now, if you don't have anything to think of, well, bless you. I don't want you to miss the whole message this morning, and so here it is in a sentence. If you want to be happy, if you want to have more fun in life, don't worry. Trust God. Wait patiently. Don't worry. Trust God. Wait patiently. There was a friend of mine, and he was a couple of weeks ago telling me the story. He had been in Madison. He was there on business, and then he was driving home, and you know, you get on Highway 151 and you head in this direction, and it's going to be a couple hours, and so you just kind of settle in. You know how it is. You got to find a nice comfy spot in the car seat, and you got the cruise on, you got the right radio station, and you're just going to make it right. And he was going along, and all of a sudden he noticed in his mirror there was a car coming lickety-split up behind him, and it just kept getting closer and faster and closer and faster. At the last possible second, it whipped around him, went by at a high rate of speed, whipped back in, almost cut him off, and took off. Believe it or not, my friend wasn't real happy. And so he started to complain. He was complaining to the air. And then the Lord helped him realize that he needed to be praying for whoever it was that was driving that car. They were driving way too fast. They were driving way too reckless. And so my friend began to pray for that car driver, for safety, to get home, to make sure that that car didn't run into another one and that no one would be hurt. And you know, as he prayed, his fretting disappeared. Fret is, in Hebrew, it's kara. It means to be hot, to worry, to have heartburn, to fume. The psalm that we read a portion of today shows us that those who are godly live a happier life than do the ones who are wicked and break the rules. Oh, the wicked sometimes have short-lived prosperity, but they always get what they deserve in the end. You've read the book. They always get what they deserve in the end. And so the psalm, the section of it, can be summed up this way today. Don't fume. Don't worry about the other person. God is a righteous judge. He will have the last say. Don't worry. You see, worry has never solved a problem. Think about that for a minute. When was a problem solved by worry? Worry never paid a debt. Worry never relieved a pain. Worry never turned an enemy into a friend. And worry never turns a wrong into a right. There's a medical doctor, worked at John Hopkins Hospital. His name is G.C. Robinson. He said this in a book he wrote, "Personal worry is one of the principal causes of physical ailments which send people to hospitals." And the reason he could write that is he did a study. He was noticing this in his patients. And so over a period of time, he studied 174 of his patients. And they were kind enough to fill out a questionnaire and to give him some information. And over time, he discerned that out of the 174 patients, 140 of them worried. And then he talked to those 140, and he did some more interviewing, he did some more study, and he found out and he realized that of the 140, 115 of those had worries that were directly affecting their physical ailments. When Dr. Robinson could get his patients to stop worrying about what was going on with them, they got better faster. They got better more easily. And from that we can honestly know we should not fret, my friends. We shouldn't worry. We're supposed to trust God. Trust God. There was a fella, he was out jogging. I think it was over by High Cliff. And you know how that trail goes along in the one part by the bluffs there, and the trail goes real close to the edge, and on this day this man was getting too close and he wasn't paying attention and he slipped off the cliff. On the way down, he was grabbing for anything, and he actually grabbed hold of a tree branch. And then he realized there was no way he was going back up. And there sure was no way he was going down. So he began to yell, "Help! Help! Is there anyone up there that can help me? Is there anyone that can hear me?" He yelled for hours. And then finally he heard a voice, "Can you hear me?" "Yes, yes, oh, I can hear you. I'm down here. Oh, I can see you. Are you all right?" "Well, yes, I am for the moment, but who are you and where are you?" "I am the Lord. I am everywhere." "The Lord? You mean God?" "That's me. God, help me. I promise that if you get me down from here, I'll stop sinning. I'll be a really good person, and I will serve you for the rest of my life." "My son, let's wait on all the promises. First, we need to get you down from there. Then we can discuss the other things." "I'll do anything, Lord. Just tell me what to do, okay?" "Okay. Let go of the branch." "What?" "I said, let go of the branch. Just trust me. Let go." "Help! Help! Is there anybody else up there?" Proverbs 3:5. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." God's guidance is amazing if we will just allow it to flow into our lives. In 1989, this comes from our daily bread, in 1989, Jeffrey Gorsuch was flying his small airplane. He just ran into the midst of a horrible storm. It wasn't planned, it just happened. And this is what he writes about that flight. On the ground, he said, there were signals. that were being transmitted to the 5 radios and the 3 navigational aids in his aircraft. The instruments would guide him through the storm to the runway. Jeffrey said that there were moments when, with the confusion in the clouds, that he really doubted that the instruments were correct, that it looked like the instruments were lying, and he would have a little bit of panic. He was very nervous about making an error at this point, but he says he had been trained to trust the instruments. And he did. He writes, he says, as we broke out of the clouds 100 feet off the runway and in a perfect altitude for landing, all that remained to do was to ease back the power and the stick and let the airplane settle onto the runway. He writes, as the emergency vehicles approached with their blaring sirens and flashing lights, I knew they would not be necessary. I had trusted the instruments. I was a pilot, and that was the day I knew for sure. And so it is with God. He has endowed us with spiritual instruments to get us through the storm clouds of the human condition. But do we know how to interpret them? And having received the message, will we trust it with our very lives? That is the essence of faith. Oh, my brothers and sisters, let's all practice trusting God. Especially in this day, in this moment, there's a lot of things in our world that are turned upside down. Let's practice trusting God. While we're doing that, we should wait patiently. Now, you need to know that in the business of waiting patiently, that's not inactivity. That's not resignation to whatever the situation is. It's a positive effort, you see. It's a positive effort to replace any doubts that we have with trust. And you and I are asked all the time to believe in the promises of God. One of our great wonderful hymns, I'm standing on the promises. God says in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Finally, the psalmist asks us to cease from anger. Listen to this, Psalm 37:8. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. When was the last time that you lost it? You said some things to somebody you love. You didn't mean them, they just came out. When was the last time that you were just so frustrated that you quit and you walked away from whatever it is? And then things didn't work out so well. You see, when anger interrupts our lives, then bad things happen. James 1:20, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. By the way, people hate that. If they're in the midst of doing evil, and you're just nice to them, and they hate that, and they can't figure it out, and maybe one day they'll come and ask you, how can you be nice to me when I was so bad to you? And then you can tell them, you know, Jesus told me I was to love my enemies. And so I've decided you're not one. You're one of my friends. And you always be nice to your friends. With God's help, you and I need to quit being frustrated by things and by people. You know those people, the folks that in your life, they cause you to fret. Those folks are subject to the very same rules that you and I live by. Everyone else has to obey them. They do too. You remember my friend that was driving back from Madison? He told me it wasn't too many more miles down the road after he'd been passed by that reckless driver. That there was the car parked by the side of the road, and he immediately thought, I better stop in case he's in trouble. And then he looked again, and that really was a state trooper talking to that driver. The driver got what he deserved. Now remember those couple of things I asked you that you were worried about at the start of this message? Have you thought about them during the time we've been together and talking about this? I hope you haven't, because then you've been practicing the very thing you need to. And that's just concentrating on God, His Word, His love, His grace. If you weren't able to let them go, then you need to find somebody and pray with them about that, because they want to help lift that burden off of you, especially Jesus the Christ. If we just stay close to God, then we'll be so much better and not worrying and waiting patiently. Let us pray. Lord, what a good lesson. Help us to carry this with us. For those of us that are like the pastor and get anxious from time to time, help us to practice trusting you, practice letting you guide us, and then everything will be better and happier. All praise and honor and glory to you. Amen.